Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But England Roberts here in the midday. The other New York team, or New Jersey team, the New York Jets, shockingly won a game. And as they were driving, there was a lot of buzz on Twitter from Jet fans saying, hey, do you really want to win this game? Do you want this win? Are you thinking about draft position? And to me, Joe, this is very simple. This is about the quarterback.
No question about it.
This is about the quarterback tasting that last minute or last second victory. And that is why, above anything else, even though if the Jets lost yesterday, they'd be picking number one.
Right. Well, there's still a lot of football to be played.
They still may be picking number one.
Look, when Sam Darnold went out of this game early in the game with that, what looked to be a recurrence of his foot injury on that botched play where he ran and almost got the first down. As he's walking off the field, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This can't be. And McCown comes in right after they get that fumble recovery, which was this P.S. Louis, who actually played well. So did the guy who played for Darren Lee, Hewitt. He was better than Darren Lee yesterday.
He had energy, man.
Yeah, he did. He had a lot of energy. They forced that fumble. Jamal Adams recovers. And then McCown's in the game, and the play calling in that sequence. The fact that they ran a draw play on 3rd and 10, I couldn't believe it. They settled for the field goal. I'm like, are you serious? But thankfully, thank you, Lord, that Donald was back on the field on the very next series. Thank God for that.
Oh, dude, when I saw Sam Darnold walking gingerly off the field, in my brain, I would never do it, but there was a part of me that wanted to shut the TV off and just go away.
Yep.
I did not want to look at Josh McCown again. And like you mentioned, when he does come in, hand off Elijah McGuire, incomplete pass, draw play 3rd and long.
Kick the field goal.
And then the Bills march down the field. There's a big pass interference by Buster's screen. What else is new? And the Bills score a touchdown. But everything changed in 2 moments. Number one, my cousin had one of a few big kick returns.
Oh, my God. How good is he? I know he fumbled that kickoff to start the second half.
Did.
How good has he been?
He's been very good.
He turned
good.
The game around. I mean, let's be honest. The play to turn the game around, 17-6, that kicker. And I thought he was gone. When he got by the kicker, I thought he was going to the house. The kicker tried to trip him on the play.
Yes.
I thought he was going to the house. He got stopped on the 8-yard line. But then they scored that touchdown with Cannon to make it 17-13. To me, that was the biggest play of the game. That put the Jets in the game.
The biggest moment of the game is that Sam Darnold came back.
Right.
Because God forbid we'd have to watch 2.5 hours more of Josh McCown.
Yep.
But to your point, Sam comes back and we continue to see very conservative
play calling
by Jeremy Bates.
I counted 5 consecutive series where they ran on first down and didn't gain a yard in any of them. Like every time they were 2nd and 10.
Well,
I mean, come on, throw the damn ball.
Until the final drive of the game, on 17 first and 10s, they ran on 12 of them.
Was that what it was? 12, that makes sense. Yeah, it's about
so
right.
So that was a part of what we saw all day long.
Yep.
And this remaining part of this season is about the quarterback.
All about the quarterback.
And watching him make plays.
And the throws he made. I thought, let's start, this throw started it all. They're down 20-13. It was 3rd and 10 on about their own 15-yard line in the third quarter. By the way, give the defense credit for stopping them after that fumble by Roberts that they held him to a field goal.
Yes,
that was huge too. But 20-13, 3rd and 10, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me, man? They're in trouble here." And he made a perfect pass to Anunua for a first down, about 12 yards. Got the first down. Then he made on the sideline. Then he made a similar pass to Herndon for a first down on the sideline. And then the best play he's made in his career so far, where he made like Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, whoever you want to say, and throws that touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson,
where he goes
this way, that way, cuts back against the grain. I'm screaming I'm screaming, throw the damn ball away. He's going to throw a pick here. And he hits Robbie in the end zone for the touchdown. What a play that was.
And you know why that was so important? Because you look around at all these young quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, even Lamar Jackson. they've all had their rookie moments.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of rookie moments.
Yep.
But you need that visual of Sam Darnold doing something awesome going into this offseason for him and for us as fans. Baker Mayfield had them. You know, that one,
no doubt.
That one play on the run, the perfect throw, I think it was to Jarvis Landry that he had.
Yep.
We needed, and Sam needed, that kind of play, that highlight reel play that during this long offseason you could think about. You know, rookie seasons are not going to be great, and this one is certainly not going down.
Not generally for quarterbacks, they're not.
Generally not, and that's what I'm talking about. Not, rookie running backs like Saquon Barkley.
Right.
But rookie quarterbacks, more times than not, tend to struggle a lot.
Sure.
And Sam has struggled, no doubt. But that throw to Robbie Anderson on the run was so needed, not just for him, but for us as fans, just to have that in our memory bank going through this long offseason.
Yeah, and then obviously to throw down on the game-winning touchdown drive, the long pass down the sideline to Robbie Anderson, which he put right on the money.
Perfect throw.
You could not make a better throw than he made there. It was just unbelievable. And, of course, you know, look, there was no way, you know, it's funny, as the game is unfolding and they're down 23-20, fourth and goal from the one-yard line. So Ira called me about four times from the game in Buffalo. Calls me, he goes, they're going to kick a field goal here. I'm like, Ira, he's going for the touchdown. I mean, there was never a second I thought even Bowles was kicking the field goal there. Because if he went for the field goal there, just get the crane and pull him off. And I'm telling you, Ira's, but Myers is warming up on the side. I'm telling you, he's warming up because the extra point's big if they score the touchdown and puts him up four instead of three. I'm telling you he's going to go for it. And obviously they went for it. A little surprised they ran the ball, but they put every offensive lineman they had on the field, and McGuire gets in for what proved to be the game-winning touchdown. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, and they had to go for it.
Of course.
I mean, it's just no question.
They're 3-9. I mean, what do you mean not going for it?
All that would have been,
are you kidding me?
To what you said, is it would have just been the cherry on top of the Todd Bowles era.
Of course.
If he, for some reason, said, let's kick a field goal.
Oh, my God.
You know what was pretty important? And I give Henry Anderson credit.
How good has he been?
When Henry Anderson sort of took a cheap shot at Steve Hauschka, I thought that affected him the rest of the game.
Well, that was on the – it did. Well, he missed that field goal. It looked like one of my golf shots.
Yeah, exactly.
Where I missed the green by 40 yards. And then, of course, that was on the block field goal.
Yes.
Right before halftime. That's when he hit Hauschka.
Absolutely.
On that play.
And from then on, remember, he missed a long one later in the game,
that's
which
what
was
I mean.
Significant.
It looked like one of my golf shots.
Yeah. And I think that Henry Anderson getting a little cheap shot shove on him probably helped.
Yep.
But for these guys in that room, they certainly acted as if they won a Super Bowl. But I can understand that you're athletes, you're competitive, you want to win.
Six straight losses.
You're sick of losing.
Yeah, Buffalo beat them up. You know, that's a little bit of a payback for that. I get it.
Yeah. So, and, you know, Todd Bowles is even saying how happy he was for the guys. I mean, he's certainly not happy for himself because it ain't saving his job.
No.
It's not like that win's going to do anything.
No. But how about the fact that Bowles actually made the adjustment with Josh Allen? Josh Allen is running the ball at will in the first half on them. And as this is going on, I'm telling my wife, I'm saying, you know this guy. The guy rushed for 130 yards last week against Miami. He rushed for almost 100 yards the week before against Jacksonville. Do you think maybe that the defense should be set up in this game, that your game plan is we have to have somebody spying on this quarterback because he's going to run more often than not? And he's torching him in the first half, and I'm going nuts. And they actually made an adjustment to that.
They
in the
did.
Half.
I mean, Josh Allen didn't beat him with his legs
That's
in the second
saying.
Half. Yeah.
I mean, where was that all year, though?
They did a great job. They kept him in contain. He didn't beat him with his
not
legs after that. So you're right. It was a very good second half adjustment.
LeSean McCoy was
out immediately, so they sort of relied. Yeah, Chris Ivory and Isaiah McKenzie and Marcus Murphy and guys like that. And it was a quality victory. I mean, what does it mean in the long run? Here's what it means. Sam Darnold got to experience a game-winning drive and a nice dramatic moment in cold weather on the road in a place
in
which he's going to have to play a lot.
And coming off the deck to do it. Coming back from what looked like he's out of this game, like you said, you were saying, man, can this guy suck it up? Is he really not going to play? Because when he walked off the field, I'm like, we're not going to see him again this year.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
This was the first time, for me personally, I turned on Sam Darnold for about 3 minutes. For 3 minutes in my home, I was questioning, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
Right.
And I kept bringing up because I'm talking to myself. No one's around me. My wife knows to stay away from me during these games.
My wife actually watched the whole game with me.
Yeah, she's
been doing that.
She's had the experience now to know what it's like.
She's been with me a lot of years now.
Yes.
Right?
I started thinking, you know, Eli Manning plays through everything.
Yeah.
Eli Manning never comes out of games. Sam, could you get your ass back on the field?
Yeah.
You've just had a month and a half vacation. What the hell is going on?
Yep.
To see him come back out there, first of all, thank God.
Yes.
And I give him a lot of credit.
Yep.
And he obviously made the plays when he needed to down the stretch. The two big throws down the field to Robbie Anderson on the final drive. The touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson on the run. So give Sam a lot of credit.
Yeah, no doubt. Ernie in my ear is saying we jinxed Avery Williamson, who I don't think had a penalty.
He got one yesterday. Yes.
And it was illegal contact, I think it was.
Yes.
You know, I'll mention it to him. With that said, all right, that's another thing. How many penalties in the first half? They were good. Now they were doing what they always do. One penalty after another. One nullified a big kick return by Andre Roberts. And then right after that, there was a holding penalty or a false start, whatever it was right after that. And I'm like, here go to penalties. They're starting again.
Yep.
The penalty on Williamson. And then in the second half, I think they only had one penalty in the second half.
There was the roughing the passer on Leonard
Which
Williams.
Which was questionable, but they're going to call that.
It was questionable, but in this day and age, they are going to call it. And ultimately, that was the missed field goal, so it really didn't matter.
That's right.
And the same thing with Avery Williamson. He was called for the illegal contact.
Yep.
Three plays later was the Trumaine Johnson first interception.
Yep. Which, by the way, they had a three and out after. How about that?
Yes, they did. Did that surprise you?
No, I was delirious.
And the first play after the interception was a dropped interception.
Right.
That's
right.
Darnold almost gave it right back.
Right. Darnold tried to throw it to Curse on a sideline.
Yes.
That's the play, right?
And he was fortunate.
It was.
So a rare day where the Jets and the Giants win.
Yep.
Let it sink in.
How about that?
We'll come back.
In a lost season.
In a lost season for both. Well, probably a lost season for both. We'll see with the Giants.
Yeah, well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.